We're in Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Beis, the top of the page. First, we have to look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us on Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the bottom, Kara Echad, Karua Shnayim, Yatzu. Okay, even if two people, Rashi told us on the Mishnah, Karua Shnayim, Yachad, Yatzu, V'lo Aminin Ein Shnei Kalos Nishman Ke'echad. We don't say that two voices can't be heard at the same time, and therefore, even if two people together are reading the Megillah, and you're listening, you will be Yotze. Now at the top of Chaf Aleph on the base, Tana, the Brisa tells us, Ma She'en came by Torah. That's not the case by Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, if two people are reading it simultaneously, you're not Yotze. Now we're going to discuss this issue. Tana Rabbanu, Brisa. But Torah, Echa Kore ve'echa Metargim. By Kriyas HaTorah, one person reads the Torah, and they used to have a Meturgaman, Teimanim still have this, who would say over the Targum Onklas of the Torah so everyone would understand. But you should not have two people doing the Targum at the same time. And Rashi tells us, Tap Rashi, V'kol Shekein, certainly She'ein Shnayim Korin. They can't have two people reading. You can't even have two people translating, for sure you can't have two people reading the actual Kriyas HaTorah. Why, says Rashi, V'tayma mishum detrei kali lo mishtami, because two voices cannot be heard simultaneously. Uvanavi, we're going to get, so we have to figure out, why is it that we don't say that by Megillah? Megillah, the Mishnah tells us, Karosh Nayim Yotze. Why are you Yotze by Megillah and not Yotze by Kriyas HaTorah? Our Mishnah said, even if two people read it, we don't say trei kali lo mishtami, two voices can't be heard, and you Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah. Here we're saying, Kriyas HaTorah, you're not Yotze because two voices can't be heard. Well, can two voices be heard, or can they not be heard? Why by Megillah we say they can be heard, and by Kriyas HaTorah we say they cannot be heard? The Gemara is going to address that soon. So, Tana Rabbanan again, but Torah Echad Korei Ve'Echad Metargim, U'Bavad Shlo Yehi Echad Korei U'Shnayim Metargimin. You can't even have two people translating the Torah simultaneously, and Kol Shekein Rashi told us they can't read the Torah together. If you listen to that, you're not Yotze. U'V'Navi Echad Korei U'Shnayim Metargimin. By Navi, you have one person reading, but you can have two people translating. U'Bavad Shlo Yehi U'Shnayim Korei U'Shnayim Metargimin. By Navi, you can have two people translating, but you can't have two people reading. Why? Rashi tells us, first skinny line, uvetargum shel, so first skinny line Rashi tells us, uvetargum shel Torah tzrichen anu lachzor. The reason we do targum of the Torah, because sheyu mevinim et ha-mitzvos, we want everyone to understand the mitzvos in the Torah. And therefore you can't have two people translating, because you won't be able to hear it properly. Aval bishel neviim, lo kapti alayu kulehai. By neviim, it's not Kriyas HaTorah, it's not as important, and therefore to have two people translating, even though some people may not be able to follow, that's okay. But even by Navi, you can have two people reading, because we want you to hear the Navi. The translation is not as important. Ubavad again, Shlo Yushnayim Korin Shnayim Metargim. Ubahalal, Uba Megillah, Afilu Asara Korim, and Rashi takes out the gears of Asara Metargim. By Halal and Megillah, even 10 people can read at the same time, and you're going to be Yotze. So what's going on? By Kriyas HaTorah, we said you can't have two people reading at the same time. By the Navi, we said you cannot have two people reading at the same time for the Navi itself. By Megillah, our Mishnah told us, and here the Brisa says Megillah, you can have two people reading at the same time. And Halal, if you want to listen and be Yotze with someone else's Halal, even if two people, you're going to be Yotze. So what is it? Do we say that two voices can be heard or cannot be heard? Says the Gemara, my timer, why are you Yotze by Halal and Megillah? Came in the Chaviva Yavi Da'atayo Vishami. The answer is, usually you cannot hear two voices. But when something is Chaviv, something is special, something that doesn't happen every day, Halal only happens once a month, Megillah only once a year, so it's very exciting, it's very chaviv, it's very special, and therefore we do not apply the rule trei kali lo mishtami, and we say that if you're paying careful attention, and you will pay careful attention for something that's special to you, so therefore you are Yotze even if two people read together. Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaNavi, which we have every week, is not special to us, and therefore we say trei kali lo mishtami, and you would not be Yotze. Good? Okay, the Mishnah told us, Makom Shinogu Lavarech Yavarech. The place where there's a minhag to make a bracha on the Megillah, we make a bracha. If there's a minhag not to make a bracha, we don't make a bracha. Amar Abayi Lo Shenro El Lachareha. This is only talking about the bracha after Kriyas HaMegillah. Aval Lefaneha Mitzvah Lavarech. But the bracha before Kriyas HaMegillah, that there's no such thing as a minhag. Everyone makes a bracha before Kriyas HaMegillah. The Amri Behuda Meshmol, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan, all mitzvahs, Mavarech Alein over Lasiyasim. All mitzvahs, we make the bracha over Lasiyasim. Over the Asiyasa means before we do the mitzvah, we make the bracha. That's a general rule. There are a few exceptions. Nitzil Sedayim, halakas neir Shabbos, but the general rule is brachas are made before you do the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "My mashma dai over lishna da akdumihu." What's this funny phrase of over las yasam? What does over las yasam mean before asiyas hamitzvahs? Where do we see that over means before? Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Amakra, the pasuk says, "Vayarat achimat derech hakikar vayavor et akushi." He ran in front of the kushi. So you see that lashon of over could be in front of. Abai Omar Mehocha, a different pasuk. Vuhu avar lifneihem, he went in front of them. Yibai Yisema Mehocha, v'yabor malkam lifneihem, v'ashem birosham. Three different psukim that indicate that the word over can mean in front of. So we have a phrase, over lasiyasan, very important and popular phrase to be familiar with, that mitzvahs, the birkas ha-mitzvahs are made generally over lasiyasan before fulfilling the mitzvah. Lefaneha mayim mevarich. What bracha do we make before kriyas ha-megillah? Rav Sheshes mikatradze ikla lekami de Rav Ashi ubarich manach. He made three brachas. Mem, Rashi tells us towards the top of the page, al mikra megillah. Nun stands for she'asa nisim, ches shechianu. Three brachas. Mikra megillah, she'asa nisim, and shechianu. Lachareha mayim mevarich. What bracha do we say after kriyas ha-megillah? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Harav es Riveinu, Adon es Dineinu, Vanokem es Nikmaseinu, Vanifra lanu Mitzareinu. Hashem fights our fights and judges our judgments and fights our battles and takes our revenge for us and beats up the enemies. Vamashalim Gemur l'chol levein Avsheinu. He takes care of the bad guys. Baruch atah Hashem, Hanifra liYisrael mikol tzareim. Hashem pays back the enemies of the Jews. Rav Amar, you have to conclude Hakel Hamoshiach, the saving God. Amar Papa, Rav Papa does this in a number of places. Hilkach neminu l'tarvayu. Therefore, we'll include both opinions, and we'll conclude the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Hanifra Yisrael mikol tzareim Hakel Hamoshiach. So we include the two brachas. Machlokes is what the bracha should be, and Rav Papa puts the two together, and that is in fact the nusach habracha. Gemara continues with the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that we read Basheni uvachamishi b'Shabbos b'Mincha karin shlosha. We have three aliyahs, right? Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha. So hani shlosha kinege mi? Why do we have three aliyahs? Amar Rav Asi kinege Torah nevim uksuvim. Because of Torah nevim tsuvim. 1, 2, 3. Rav Amar kinege kohanim levim yisraelim. Good. Elohad etani Rav Shimi ein pochsin miyupsukim beit haKnesset. That which Rav Shimi told us in a brisa, that you, when you do Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have less than 10 psukim in shul. When you have a Kriyas HaTorah, you have to have at least 10 psukim. And Vayedaber Olam in Aminyan, even though the pasuk of Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor Rashi tez apo pisha ein lil momi menu klum, even though we don't learn anything from that pasuk, and that pasuk appears a zillion times in the Torah, nonetheless it counts towards the 10 psukim that you need to have for Kriyas HaTorah. So hani asar kenege mi? Why did Chazal institute that you need at least 10 psukim? If you need 3 aliyahs and 3 psukim in each aliyah, so it makes sense to have 9. Why did Chazal institute 10? So Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Kineged Asara Batlanim Shebeit HaKnesset. Because the Asara Batlanim, which is discussed at length in the beginning of Megillah, that every community is supposed to have a kolo, people who battle from work, they sit in shul all day and learn Torah. Those are the Asara Batlanim. Rav Yosef Amar, Kineged Asara Sadibra, Shenemra, the Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kineged Asara Ma'amaros Shebehen Nivra Olam. Kineged the 10 Ma'amaros, the 10 phrases that Hashem used to create the world. Hai Ninu, what are those 10 phrases that Hashem used to create the world? Vayomer de Bereshis. Each time it says Vayomer in Bereshis. So ask the Gemara, Hani Tisha Havu. But that was not 10, that's only 9 if you count up the Vayomers in Bereshis. And it says the Gemara, Bereshis Nami Ma'imeru. The word Bereshis itself counts as number 10. Dichsiv, what does it say? Bereshis bar lakim esa shemayim ve'esa aretz. Shemayim ve'aretz were also created with the dibor of Hashem. Dichsiv bidvar Hashem shemayim na'asu uvruch piv kol tzva'am. Right? Bidvar Hashem shemayim na'asu. Hashem, the dvar Hashem, the words of Hashem created the shemayim ve'aretz. So even though it doesn't say vayomer over there, but the Bereshis itself counts as number 10. At the bottom, Tosis over here asks Akasha, which you have to ask in this Gemara, if you have the information to ask the question. Tosa says, "Im posim asar psukim beit haKnesset." V'im tomar harei parshas amalek delek el tisha psukim. On Purim morning is the only day of the year that we don't read 10 psukim; we read only 9 psukim. It's against the rule, against the Gemara. The Gemara says you need at least 10 psukim. So how can we read Parshas HaMalek on Purim, which is only 9 psukim? V'yesh lama d'shani Parshas HaMalek d'sidra d'yumahu u'mafsik inyan abay u'mushim hachi ein lachush. So Tosfos answers that is the whole Parshas HaMalek. On Purim we're going to read about HaMalek, comments from HaMalek, and it's only 9 psukim. What are we supposed to do? So therefore, since that's the end of the topic that's relevant to Purim, so we have an exception to the rule and you can have only 9 psukim. So if you have 10 psukim and you're dividing it by 3, so you can have 3 aliyahs, each one has at least 3 psukim, and there's an additional pasuk, right? Which aliyah should have an additional pasuk? We can have 3, 3, and 4. So we should do 4, 3, 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, 3, 4. Which aliyah should have the additional pasuk? So Amar Rava, Rishon Shakara Dalet Meshubach, Sheni Shakara Dalet Meshubach, Shlishi Shakara Dalet Meshubach. Rava tells us it doesn't make a difference if it's the first aliyah or the second aliyah or the third aliyah. Either way, whichever aliyah has the additional pasuk, it's Meshubach. It's praiseworthy. And why? And we're going to see now that there's a source for each aliyah to be more chashuv than the others. Rishon Shakara Dalet Meshubach. Why do we say that if the additional pasuk is in the first aliyah, that's Meshubach, that's praiseworthy? Disnan, because the Mishnah says, Mishnah in Shkolim, B'Sholosh Kupos Shel Sholosh Sholosh So'in Tormin Es Halishka. They used to, you know, at Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would announce everyone should come bring their Machzah Shekel. The Jews would bring the Machzah Shekel starting Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then from the Machzah Shekel that all the Jews would bring, they would buy the Korbanos Tzibur. They would start buying the new Korbanos Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the money that was collected at Rosh Chodesh Adar. So a month of collecting, and then they would spend that money during the course of the year buying the animals for the Korbanos Tzibur. So B'Shalosh Kupo Shel Shalosh Shalosh Soyin Tormenes Alishka. So the money would be in the Lishka over there, and they would take out the money. They would take out the money that was collected, that was put into these different containers in the Beis HaMikdash to purchase the Korbanos Tzibur. By a cost of a land, Aleph Beis Gimel, and they would be marked Aleph Beis Gimel. Laid the Ezeman Nitra Rishon, Lahakar Vimena Rishon, Shemitzvah Barishon. So they would know these are the Shkolim that came in first, these are the Shkolim that came in second, these are the Shkolim that came in third. They would be split up into 3 groups. Why? Because the Mitzvah Barishon. So therefore, the Shkolim that came in first, the first basket to fill up, that's the basket that we're going to use first to buy the Korbanos Tzibur. The one that was second, the one that was third. So what do we see from here? Mitzvah Barishon. So therefore, we have a precedent that in Halacha, the first is the best. So if your first aliyah, you have 4 psukim. That's Mishubach, that's praiseworthy, because the first aliyah is more chashiv, because we have a precedent by the Shkolim. It was the ones that came in first in, first FIFO. For the accounting majors. First in, first out. First ones to come in or the first ones out to be spent. Fine. Gemara continues. Emtzoi shekara arba'o mishubach. We have a precedent that the middle one, if the middle aliyah gets the 4 psukim, that is mishubach, that is praiseworthy. Where do we see chashivas dafka to the middle? Desanya, Bryce brings down a pasuk. El mul pnea menorah yiru, by the menorah, there were 7 candles, and the 3 on each end would face the middle one. This is a machlokas, exactly how the menorah worked. Rashi tells us, well, let's finish the Gemara first. El mol pneim menorah yiru melamish mitzadid pneim klapei ner ma'aravi. The candles on each side would face the ner ma'aravi, v'ner ma'aravi klapei shchina. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan mikan she'emtzoi mishubach. So Rashi says ner ma'aravi, towards the top of the page, who ner emtzai leman damer neros tzafon v'daro munochim. If we assume that the neros went from north to south, have emtzai, so the middle candle, right, the 3, 3, the middle one stuck out a little bit towards the west, klapi ma'arav, and the other 3 would be facing that middle candle. So you see a chashiva stavka to the middle, and therefore it's the middle aliyah that has precedence in having an additional pasuk. Okay, that's the Shechina is in the west, so they're set up from north to south. The middle one sticks out towards the west, and the other 3 are facing the middle candle. So we see that the middle has chashivas, and therefore the middle aliyah is praiseworthy if it has an additional pasuk. the Acharon Shekara Arba Mishubach, and if the last Aliyah, the third Aliyah, is the one with four Pesukim, it's also praiseworthy because of a very famous rule, Mishum Malin Bekodesh Velo Maridin. We go up in Kedusha and not down. Rav Papa Ikla Lebei Knish the Abi Govar, he went to shul over there, the Kara Rishon Arba'a, and they gave the first Aliyah four Pesukim. It wasn't split up so nicely in the Tikkun as it is today, and the first Aliyah was chosen to have the additional Pasuk, Vishabche Rav Papa, and Rav Papa praised them. Continuing on to the Gemara, they're quoting the Mishnah, Ein Pochsim Hen Ve'ein Mosifin Aleihen, you don't have additional Pesukim, your additional Aliyahs, right? Three is three. Tana, Haposeach Mevarech Lefaneha, the one who gets the first aliyah makes the first bracha on the Torah, and the one who gets the last aliyah makes the last bracha on the Torah. But there's no other brachas. There's only two brachas on the Torah, seven aliyahs, but only the Kohen is making the bracha Rishona, and the Shvi'i is making the bracha Achrona. And no other brachas are being made on the Torah. But nowadays that everyone who gets an aliyah makes a bracha before and after his aliyah. Why is that? It's a gzera if someone's going to come in shul late and he's going to think there's no bracha on the Torah. If he misses the first the Kohen aliyah or the beginning of the Kohen aliyah, he's not going to think there's any bracha before reading the Torah. If a person has to leave early, leaves in the middle of Kriyas Torah, he's not going to think that there's any bracha achrona on reading the Torah. And that's a pagam, it's a zilzul in kavod Torah. Torah is very chashuv, it requires a bracha rishona, a bracha achrona. Therefore, Chazal instituted every single aliyah gets a bracha lefaneh lachareh, so that the nichnasin and the yotzin should not be confused and should understand how important Torah is.